episode 2765, Grow Brave by Reflection.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Are you ready for Friday? Oh, I sure am. I don't know about you, but I think I could break the microphone right now with just me screaming that we finally made it. Yes, it's Confessions of an Upset Mama, and can I just say, we made it through the first full week of school. Are you there yet? Oh my goodness, celebrate it if you are. If not, we'll celebrate it when it's time. But today, it's all about reflection in a different way. Grow brave by reflection. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, Leonardo da Vinci said this, "I love those who can smile in trouble, who can gather strength in distress, and grow brave by reflection." You think life is challenging for us? You got to stop and think about what our kiddos are going through, regardless of their ages, from toy sharing to dating. There are always issues, and these issues come in all shapes and sizes. You know, a lot of it is, you know, our kids are trying to fit in by what they see. And unfortunately, social media comes into that. And they're trying to be perfect, honestly. All these filters, why do we need filters? I can't use them. I probably could if I really tried, but I don't got time for that. And also, we as parents, we don't need to have time for perfection within our kids. Perfection is not the name of the game. Plus, life is not that easy. Right? Sometimes our kids are dealt cards that don't seem fair, but life isn't about fairness. It's not about being like everyone else. Your child is created to stand out in their special way. So be selective of your words and intentional with your actions. And by doing so, you are empowering your child more than you know. The goal is to see who your child wants to be. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. See who your child wants to be. You know, it's vital to encourage our children to see who they want to be, but that means they must learn how to see both in their head and in their heart. And it's really challenging. It's interesting. I was working on cleaning up the water from our pipe leak again. Oh, yes. I could be here forever. I am so tired from yesterday. I'm telling you what. I don't know. I think I stood over 16 hours straight with the exception of driving to and from school and also taking my car in to get the AC fixed. Yeah, that too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's just been one of those days. And we've had this same pipe. I kid you not. It's almost been 2 years. Oh, yes. And it leaked again. I think we're on like the fourth or fifth leak. Anyway, praise the Lord, though, there is a silver lining. And I mean that sincerely because luckily, we didn't have everything else repaired already because of, you know, feast or famine when it comes to supply. And we had to wait for certain things to come in. And so we had an unfinished open area. And so luckily, we hadn't started all of that. So we're still in the process. So we didn't necessarily lose anything. In fact, we probably gained something. But I looked at it as like, yeah, I'm gaining frustration. So I was cleaning up the water from our pipe leak. Literally, it was about 4 gallons worth. And what I was working with was this mirror that was in my son's closet. So the leak is by the master bathroom, but the water goes into our living room and into my son's closet. Oh yeah, a big, big mess. Well, as I'm pulling stuff up and out of the areas to get it off the ground, because we didn't know this was happening. Oh my goodness, you would have thought that it was the end of the world. I was frustrated. I got to be honest. I was very frustrated. But I hung this mirror that was in the closet on this already studded out nail on the wall. And I hung it there just, you know, for no reason except to get it off of the wet floor. I didn't want the mirror ruined. And seriously, it's not like it's an exaggeration of how many gallons of water were on the floor. I mean, I stepped on it and the water came above and wrapped around my shoe. Ridiculous. That's all I got to say. So I hung up the mirror on the wall. And my son then walked around the corner only to notice himself. I immediately wondered what went through his mind. In those 30 seconds, and he initially, when he looked at it, he's like, yeah, that's not staying there, Mom. I said, oh, I know it's not. It's just there because it's up and out of the way and I don't have to worry about the mirror being damaged by the water, et cetera. And he understood that. But as I thought about it more, I was like, did he like who he saw? Did he like the outfit he was wearing? Did his personality match his feelings at that moment? So many questions to ponder. Well, oddly enough, four other classmates and himself, they're actually working on a fictional story with the idea, and they came up with this idea, by the way, of the fear of their reflection. And I was thrilled to hear how these deep thoughts were going to be shared in a fictional story where the kids could express themselves and open up the conversation. I thought, wow. So as I was standing there, he had just shared with me what they were doing in class, and I was like, whoa, this is important. Many children have reservations about their reflection, and those reservations, they come from previous experiences or comparisons. So as parents, it's our responsibility to help our children grow brave by reflection. We don't always like what we see, right? But that doesn't mean that you stop to be. Help your child grow brave by reflection. And this brings us, yes, the don'ts of the day. Oh, I don't usually do don'ts of the day, but I figure it's a great kiss to have those. So don't shrink back. Don't hide what needs to be seen, and don't live someone else's dream. And this is all, of course, in reference to your child. Now, you can also reference to yourself, because as much as our children have problems with it, so do we, right? Go look in the mirror and you'll know exactly what I mean. So don't shrink back. You need to encourage your child to step out and see the possibilities. Where is your child now in school? What grade? Where are they going? What are their troubles and struggles in this season of their life? If they're in middle school, better get on your knees and start praying. Yeah, and I mean that sincerely, because it's a tough time being in middle school. When they're in high school, oh, get back on your knees, because, oh yeah, if you've got boys, they're looking at girls and they want to start that dating scene. And then you've got the girls who, well, they're coming into their own, and depending upon who they're hanging out with, they could have bad influences, they could have really good ones, or they could just be really hurt. Because honestly, girls can be mean. Come on, I am one. I wasn't the mean girl though, but we can be that way, unfortunately. It just is what it is. So it's important for us to really instill in our children, don't shrink back. It's not about being less than and not seen. It's just about being. They've got to be themselves, right? Be you. Your child needs to see who they are becoming. Number two is don't hide what needs to be seen. Share the reflections that scare them. Ask them, what scares you when you look in that mirror? Now, you don't physically have to have a mirror, but you can use that and say, you know, when you look in the mirror, when you're studying, what do you see? Sometimes it opens it up where it allows them to get out of their own way. Don't hide what needs to be seen, because we need to encourage our children to be bold and brave, but it doesn't include perfection when they're bold and brave. And I think that's where we get confusion as parents, is we think that, oh my gosh, they've got to be all of this. And come on, do you really think that your child can be everything to everybody? Okay, I know I can be. No, I'm joking. No, I can't be. And my mom never thought I would be. Okay, now, did she believe that I could do anything? Did my dad think I could, you know, climb mountains and go and be in the Olympics and, you know, win Miss America? I mean, all of these dreams that I had, they weren't his dreams, they were my dreams. But the thing is that we don't want to include perfection of saying, you got to be perfect in order to do that. And you're not going to be my child unless if you reach that. Now that's a silent killer right there, by the way, and we could be here forever talking about that. You got to know what your child's thinking, and you don't know what they're thinking unless if you ask. So ask them, what do you see in this situation? If you were to put a mirror up, how would those people interact with that mirror? What do you see them doing? How do you see yourself in this situation, right? It's not about perfection. Failures are lessons learned and applied to make changes. So don't hide what needs to be seen. And finally, number three, don't live someone else's dream. Our kiddos, social media, you know it. They're wanting to go viral. How many of our kids want to go viral? How many of our kids want to be popular, right? It's amazing that popular used to be the in thing, and now it's, I got to go viral. I got to have like 125,000 likes or followers on my Instagram. My YouTube channel, I want to be in the millions. Maybe for some, like multi-millions. Okay, is it attainable? Possibly. But is that really where we need to be directing our children? I mean, think about it. It's one thing if you're doing it, you know, on purpose. We've got kids who have podcasts. I've got a good friend of mine. He's amazing, Nick. And he actually started a podcast with his children. At the time, they were like 4.5, 5 years old. And the youngest one was like 3. I mean, it's crazy. Maybe 2.5. Anyway, they were very, very close in age, but they were very, very young. Now, does every child want to be a podcaster? No. But it was a 5-minute podcast or less. And it was amazing. They just got in. They didn't talk about, you know, they didn't have a full outline. They just talked. Whatever it was. And it was from the heart of kids. It's changing lives. It's out there now. It's incredible. So don't live someone else's dream. Let your child have their own. Encourage them to talk about it. Make inspiration boards so they can visually see what their mind tries to change. You see, our mind, we want it to be normal. We don't like change. Our mind resists it. So it's important for us to visually see that, oh, wait, this is where I want to go, and to have those reminders. You know, you have to go and buy certain school supplies. I want to give you a school supply list right now. Go get yourself some Expo markers. No, Expo is not a sponsor of this program. However, I would support having them come on because I use them. And I say Expo, yes, it's a brand, because they wipe off nicely. And, you know, I don't want you to ruin your whiteboard. But what I would encourage you to do, get some Expo markers and write beautiful messages on your children's mirrors. I promise you that's going to change their reflection. It can be anything. It can be quotes. It can be Bible verses. It can be something that you just happen to hear somewhere, something that you read, you can reference. If it is something that is from someone else, okay, for example, if it's a Bible verse, reference the verse itself. The book of the Bible, the chapter and the verse. If it's a quote, make sure you put who said that. You know, if your child's into football and you have a football coach up there and you have a quote, well, name him. Because guess what? He's going to remember that. And he's going to be like, oh, yeah, I remember back when. So it's important for us to give credit where credit's due on these, because what? It broadens our children's horizons. It allows them to see that, wait, I'm not looking at this little pinhole trying to fit in it. There's so much more to my life than what I really see. And that means that I get to be. I don't have to live someone else's dream. Don't shut their minds down. Open their minds up. And you can do this? Yes, go get an Expo marker. And if you're like, well, they don't really have a mirror in their room or whatever, great. Get a whiteboard. You can get really cheap ones in a pack sometimes, or you can get just a couple of them. Look at your dollar stores. Look at some of your, you know, less expensive ones that, you know, have markdowns, and get just a smaller whiteboard. It doesn't have to be big, where you can just write a little message and set it in their room. So the first thing they see is that whiteboard, whether it's by their bed, whether it's in their bathroom, whatever it is, however your family structure works, I encourage you, go shopping for those two school supplies. You can use your mirror and you only need an Expo marker. And guess what? An old cloth or an old t-shirt, and you just wipe it off. You don't even need the eraser. Do something that's going to impact your child every single day of their life. And guess what? You can leave little messages. When you know they've got a test, just write on there, you're going to be great at your pre-calc test. You're going to do great at your spelling test. And maybe write one word that's hard for them, and it's right there. And then put a smiley face. I'm telling you, it's life-changing. Take what Leonardo da Vinci said and help your child see opportunities even when the mirror is foggy. And I'm telling you right now, If they're taking a shower or a bath and that mirror is foggy, but you have your sweet note written on it, they can still read it. Our children are precious. See them not for who they think they are, but who they are becoming. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.